Timothy can't do lessons. Don't be silly, George, said Anne. He can sit under my feet while I'm doing them, said George. It will be a great help to feel him there. Oh, for goodness sake, eat up your sausages, Anne. We're all nearly finished. The bell will be going in a minute, and you won't have had any breakfast. I'm glad Mummy isn't very bad, said Anne, hurriedly finishing her letter. Daddy says he's written to Dick and Julian, and to your father, to ask him to engage a tutor for us. Oh, dash! This is an awful disappointment, isn't it? I don't mean I shan't enjoy going to Kirin Cottage again and seeing Kirin Island, but after all, there are no pantomimes or circuses or parties to look forward to at Kirin. The end of term came quickly. Anne and George packed up their trunks and put on the labels, enjoying the noise and excitement of the last 2 days. The big school coaches rolled up to the door and the girls clambered in. "Off to Kirin again," said Anne. "Come on, Timothy, darling. You can sit between me and George." Galen's school allowed the children to keep their own pets, and Timothy, George's big mongrel dog, had been a great success. Except for the time when he had run after the dustman and dragged